We have to find things, like things quests. Are... Quests to complete.
Yeah, quests to complete. Quests.
Because this is seeming like a game to me,
it's
you know, where
game. It's a game. But you know, in games you have three lives.
Yeah.
I will stop here for, I also have only one.
One life.
Hello. Namaste. Welcome to Far From Fact. Join us,
Keshav Naidu,
and me, Hussein Merchant,
as we solve pertinent world issues in an attempt to make the world a better place.
Make the world a better place?
Okay, we'll leave it the way we found it.
Okay, Keshav, welcome back.
Hey, Hussein, welcome back.
Thank you.
Yet another... we're still in...
Still in February.
Nothing exciting.
So, Keshav, actually, it's a story, and I think, you know, I don't know how much you want to share with listeners, but
right.
there is a similarity between this story and...
The week I have had.
The week you have had, exactly.
It's insane. I've come back from a midlife pilgrimage.
Yeah.
And we're doing a pilgrimage story.
Yes, beautiful. And do you want to share more about the pilgrimage? Or
Yeah. I'm happy to share. I went to Tirupati,
mm-hmm.
which is a destination for people who believe in Lord Balaji.
Okay.
And the specialty is people go there to shave their heads.
Yeah.
If you've asked for a mannat, then you go there and you shave your head. Then you say, okay, I've received my mannat. Or you can even say, okay, fine, I'm asking for something and I'm shaving my head. And then you can do it again after you feel like
so
you've got it.
Before or after, either is allowed.
Before or and.
Oh, okay, wow.
Jaisi apki shraddha.
Okay.
And so, people sometimes don't have time. So there are flexible rules. Like you have up to 7 years to come and meet the Lord.
Means once your thing has been complete.
Yeah. Because a lot of people can be ungrateful also.
Yeah.
Because they take their time to wake up and say, oh, shit. So, I think most Hindu beliefs, concepts, practices are very, very flexible. That's the thing I've noticed.
Mm.
And I think that's what makes it convenient for interpretation and misuse.
Yeah. Well put. Yeah, so anyway... it took a very drastic turn. I was
It's the problem with me in this subject. Like, I can't separate. Like, you know, they say you should separate the church and the state or temple and the state. I have trouble separating faith and opinion.
Yeah. Because
it's very sentimental, right? At
because
the heart
faith
of it.
Is opinion, right? So
faith
I think
is opinion.
Is opinion.
Yeah.
So
faith. It's very thin, no? Because faith is next step is you'll say belief.
Yeah, but even belief is opinion, no?
If you're that's where I disagree. I feel like faith is one of those opinions that is so tightly wound that you can't separate it. The minute you call faith opinion. It gets rocky.
I agree. I'm not denying that. I'm just saying if you very practically look at it.
Yeah. The semantics. If you were to fully objectively look at it, faith is an opinion.
Is opinion. Yeah, and often it is not an individual opinion. It is a
it's a collective.
Collective.
Right? It's a you're a part of a jigsaw. But then that's true of most opinions in India.
Yes, I agree.
Man, we went deep there.
As did Modi ji.
Yeah, he went fairly deep, no?
He went fairly deep, yeah. And the headline reads, PM Modi enjoys scuba diving off Arabian Sea, offers underwater prayers in Dwarka.
Yes.
Yeah, now... So before I jump into the article, okay, Keshav?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that the reason why I found this topic interesting is just because of the dramatics around the PM's activities now.
Yeah.
You know, it is not about this specific thing that he has done. It is not about this puja that he has done.
Yeah.
It's just about the different ways in which he's finding...
The photo ops.
Yeah.
The photo
yes.
ops. Yeah, yeah.
So now Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Sunday went underwater and enjoyed scuba diving off the Arabian Sea coast at the Panchkui beach in Gujarat, offering prayers at the ancient site of Dwarka, which is immersed in waters. PM Modi called it a very divine experience. To pray in the city of Dwarka, which is immersed in the waters, was a very divine experience. I felt connected to an ancient era of spiritual grandeur and timeless devotion. May Bhagwan Shri Krishna bless us all, the Prime Minister said in a post on X after the scuba diving experience.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So
beautiful message thus far.
Yes. Now, scuba diving is conducted off the coast of Dwarka near Beth Dwarka Island, where people can see the underwater remains of ancient Dwarka that were excavated by archaeologists. And that's about it, yeah. There's some more information about the rest of his tour, but that's really it on this article.
Right, right.
Hmm?
He's not made any other spiritual comments apart from this, right? There is also the bridge which was inaugurated.
You know, yeah, yeah.
Which I think was the which was the bigger photo op, right?
Okay.
The Sudarshan Setu.
Yeah, which is the country's longest cable stayed bridge on the Arabian Sea, connecting Beth Dwarka to mainland Okha. But so Keshav, my question is, I don't know about this ancient city of Dwarka.
Hmm.
Is doing scuba diving the only way to offer your prayers over here? Or can you do it?
So up until now, it was just legend.
Okay.
In the sense that people, it's in the stories that there is a sunken city of Dwarka.
Okay.
There was evidence also.
Hmm.
People knew that there is such a thing, there's pictures, there's, all that is there.
Okay.
Access-wise, nobody had access.
Oh. Okay, so last mile connectivity is scuba, probably.
Ha, last mile connectivity is scuba, provided, now there again, there'll be operational hurdles, right?
Hmm.
Now
hmm.
for the Prime Minister, I'm sure they made exceptions with the... paddy licensing and all of that.
he didn't need the mandatory hours.
He didn't need those hours that one has to go through. For everybody else, I think they will be strict, right?
Or Keshav, you never know, maybe his Lakshadweep thing was preparation.
Preparation! He went to Lakshadweep for the license. Now that he has a paddy license, he had to go to... No, he's got advanced rescue dive wreck mission. So now he had to use it up quickly. And you have to do a certain number of dives within a year or something like that also, right?
Yeah, yeah. There's a certain depth you need to cover.
You need
all
to
of
cover.
That.
Next stop, Titanic. Straight. No, actually, no, I think this is thematic. So, clearly, this will be themed. Sunken ancient cities. I don't know what other ancient cities are there as per Hindu mythology.
They'll find something, man, to promote this thing. You know, I'm sure between India and Sri Lanka also, there's the whole...
Oh, yeah, there is that, right?
Hmm.
There is the bridge.
Yeah. But very cool. I like that he followed protocol. No, he did his license in Lakshadweep.
Yeah, yeah. That's very, very honorable. So, I feel like one poor, like, you know, it's like in this entire plan, no? One bichara Maldives phas gaya. They got screwed over because
unnecessarily,
innocent bystander.
Yeah.
Their tourism numbers got screwed just for this one thing.
Where do we begin, Keshav? What do you think is coming next?
As a photo op or as
as a photo op. Like, now what? You know, scuba diving, snorkeling is done. Scuba diving is done.
I think skiing.
Skiing, beautiful.
Like, you know, I'm just thinking, like, what are the cool, fun sports? Especially, because it's also sports. The gear also, right? Skiing brings you some fly
swag.
Gear.
Yeah, I know,
man.
I know.
The
those
swag,
ge-
that,
those
the goggles. Goggles. Man, the ski goggles just knicker droppers.
Yeah.
It's just mad.
So for that, he'll have to go to him, like somewhere north.
Yeah, Auli. I think Auli is a ski destination in India.
Okay, okay.
I don't know what state. I think Himachal. And then we have to find like...
We have to find things, like
things
quests.
Yeah,
quests
it's in
to
Himachal,
complete.
Yeah. Quests to complete. Quests.
Because this is seeming like a game to me,
it's
you know, where
game. It's a game.
You
but,
have...
But you know, in games you have three lives.
Yeah.
I will stop here for I also have only one.
One life. So what should we do? Like, let's say, should we think of things that the PM can do now to...
Yeah, because
just...
now I want to really see the PM ski.
Okay, okay.
You know, like, there are... like, imagine from Kedarnath, which is all snow-capped. Which is again a big pilgrimage. Joshinath in Himachal.
Okay.
So these are all big places you can go to in... like you can either climb. The pilgrim climbs and it's a hilltop. Or you can descend from a plane.
Okay.
You know, wearing ski gear and ski boards.
Wow. So, you know what this reminds me of, Keshav? There was, there's this video on Instagram, this reel on Instagram, where this guy, Sai, the Gangnam Style fellow. He is, so imagine the, his entry, okay?
Yeah, he jumps from under the stage,
from
right?
Under, there's a platform that launches him onto stage and he, like... From underground, he launches up. And
yeah,
then
I've seen it used in some really funny memes also. It's like whenever trouble is waiting for me. Or something like that kind. You know, like, and then me, love me.
So, I'm picturing the PM doing these kinds of entries.
Oh, I'd love to, I'd love to see a show like that, a concert. That I want to see, man.
So, you know, what I'm coming to, Keshav, is it... What is this doing to us as people who are seeing their PM do these kinds of things?
We are beginning to expect more and more. Yeah. And we want more and more.
We want more and more.
And this is nothing but the love.
Yeah.
Ito bas hamara pyar hai.
And it is
you know, you
so
want more of a celebrity. You want more of a star, right? You get hungry. So
now that's what I'm saying from an expectation setting point of view,
it's up there, man. It's difficult to now just, you know, wave from the top of a limousine. Waving me kya hai? That the hologram can also do.
Yeah. Would you like to see some sort of air stunts? Say, you know, they form in, there's a skydiving team, suppose, and there are these records that they set.
He's
that,
flown a plane also recently, a fighter plane.
A fighter plane, I know.
Nonetheless, not just any plane. So that also, I don't know how, you know, the the flying hours were crashed.
They must have done, he flies so much, no? Like in his commercial plane. So, wo count kar lo abhi, kar lo.
So, maybe when he was, all the times that he was going, maybe he was accumulating
clocking.
Hours.
Yeah.
He was clocking the hours. We did not know. That's benefit of the doubt thinking and I really like that. And I approach a lot of things in life like that. But the trouble is sometimes when I'm about to go to bed, the doubts begin.
The benefits reduce. And the
doubts increase. So sometimes then it's like, is that really true? Is that possible? Aise khayal aate hain. So at those times, I feel like maybe you didn't accumulate those hours. Maybe it is like the somebody else is flying the plane. Maybe it's just autopilot. Maybe somebody is remote controlling the plane.
No, but in the plane incident, he was the he was not flying.
Sitting
he
was, they
he
showed
was
us
sitting.
That clearly, you know?
Yeah.
Correct. You're right. I shouldn't. That much you can't lie to India.
Yeah, that much is not possible.
Yet. Yet. Cut to 2028. He's going to the moon.
Modi ji has become the plane.
Like the Transformer. It's not Bumblebee. This is Bumblebee.
I thought you would say Bumblegee.
Bumblegee is also nice. I like Bumblegee. Bumblebee-gee. See, so, that really will get youth attention.
Yeah. Any other activity that comes to mind? Like, what are the popular adventure sports in India? Yeah.
See, we don't have an adventure sport culture because we're not a wealthy nation.
Correct.
It's new for us. We're just on the brink of exploring it.
And to be honest, Keshav, a lot of our daily life is an adventure sport.
That's also true. But, you know, a lot of the creamy layer as the, as they like to call people.
Yeah.
Is beginning to enjoy a certain level of comfort, which means that we're open to.
Correct.
Risks, because our everyday lives are becoming boring.
Yeah.
So for that reason, I think almost every tourist destination now there is a demand for adventure sport because parents are taking teenage kids there, and teenage kids need an outlet. And you can't just how much can you show. You know, you can't keep showing them a temple. And there's only one Goa.
Yeah.
But, and it also comes with these other distractions which don't align with
families.
With families, yeah. So, how do you combine? I mean, it's a masterstroke. To combine spiritual tourism and adventure sport is genius.
And it's a very good, parallel, okay? So, I'll share something from my own community, which I've observed and which I personally don't have a very favorable view on, but it happens. So, in our community, there's this thing, it's called Mohram, the month, where the first 10 days is, it's a mourning period because Imam Hussein, who was the Prophet's grandson, he was martyred and his family, etc., was put through a lot of suffering.
Right.
So for those 10 days, you're supposed to leave everything and just go to the mosque and pray and mourn. Okay.
Right.
And in our community, now it has become a thing that where our spiritual leader, who's Mawla, you would have probably seen his picture and all of that.
Yes, I have.
So he goes to a certain city and he gives his sermons over there. And you should aspire, now it's become that way, to also go to that city and spend those 10 days with him and listen to his sermons, etc. Okay?
Got it. Which now, is a new sort of, would you call it pressure?
Trend. It's not a pressure. Like, people will
expectation.
Not...
Expectation.
Yeah, if you don't go, people will not say anything. But if you go, it's like, array, see this guy.
It's
so
It's good street cred.
Yes. Huh? Right. Again, these are my opinions and interpretations, okay?
Got it. So, but it is a very collective experience, right?
Yes.
Spirituality is not an individual. I mean, spirituality might be individual. But the faith, the experience of faith and, you know, how it manifests through religion is extremely collective.
Collective, yeah. Okay, now, the thing that I have the problem with is after the 10th day, it is like now to party. So, that 10th day is over and then people are doing like tourism and shopping and this and that.
Right.
And that switch is what I kind of have a problem with. You know, you're going to a place with an intention. I find it very difficult to suddenly switch and say, okay, now this is over.
Chill.
And now I can chill. And it has become that.
What do you think causes it? That there is this immediate switch?
I feel like it is, see, these people have taken time off work and everything.
Yeah.
They've gone as a family often, okay? So you are spending money, you're spending time on going to that new place. And the thing is that might as well I've done what I've come here for. Now let me also see what else this place
is. So it's a little bit of both, right? It's a little bit of the VFM. And a little bit of the opportunity being sensed on the other side, which is why shops get set up.
Yes. Yeah, but anyway, that's
We went
digression.
Really far. Where did you see the connect in the...
The marrying of the spiritualism and the extracurricular activities.
I think that is natural because we are in a capitalist society. So natural.
So to conclude, Keshav, I feel, you know, if you ever see PM Modi skiing down a slope and suddenly ends up doing a Surya Namaskar or something like that.
Yeah.
You heard of it here first.
Yes.
That is our prediction.
That is. And for all you know, we've already missed it and it has happened also. We don't really follow this that closely.
Yeah.
So that's then the joke's on us.
But again, I challenge any other PM, you know, to be this adventurous.
To be this snazzy.
Snazzy, I know, man.
Can you imagine an older PM? Forget another country's PM. An older PM. You know. No disrespect to Dr. Manmohan Singh. But
you mean a past PM?
Yeah.
Oh, a past PM. Okay. What I thought like age-wise older.
What did I say? An older... Oh, okay. A past PM.
A past PM doing this stuff.
Yeah.
No, man, I can't.
You know?
Like, the image is so strongly set.
It is
set.
So strong, right? All due respect to all these PMs. But Atal Bihari Vajpayee.
Narasimha Rao.
He used to wear a lungi. A veshti. It's not ski friendly. Just saying. I mean, ergonomics and looks. Like, if you roll it up at the knee, make it a half lungi, then aesthetically it's a fail. Yes.
Yeah, we are proud of the country.
We're proud of where our nation's headed, yeah?
It's a new India.
It's a new India.
Thank you for listening, everyone. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yes, we hope you enjoyed this episode and all the disdain in it.
Yeah, you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Far From Fact. You can also follow us on Spotify.
Yeah, and you can also rate us on Spotify and on iTunes. And lastly, you can send us money.
Please. We've not received anything in the new year yet.
Oh yeah, please. You know, it's time to loosen those purse strings.
Yes, so PayPal and UPI. The links are in the show notes. Bye.
Bye.